online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure in Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, the last day of 2023, that the show will be on the air December 29th. Monday, January 1st, a new year. And we're excited. We're going to be here. We've got great plans to announce on Monday. Please listen in. If you can't listen 9 to noon Monday through Friday, check out the podcast on the website, YourDefendingFathers.com. Just click on podcasts, listen on demand anytime you want. I did not get this message in time. I did not realize this, but I had scheduled Todd Smallenberg to come on to talk about his primary election race for next year, August 6th. He's running to be the Republican candidate for the 106th State House seat. He said he's at a funeral for his aunt. She passed on the 26th. He found out on Wednesday night and down in Memphis, Michigan. So I totally apologize, Todd. I didn't realize that you were going to be at a funeral this morning. I mentioned you'd be coming on the show. But God bless you. God bless the family. And safe travels back home. Paying respects to his aunt and their family. Kind of interesting. I talked about my funeral guest list. After the funeral later today, when he's driving back home, I'll text him and ask him how many people were there. Kind of interesting. Stop and think about it. Again, if you pass away, how many people would come to your funeral? Make a list. Who do you think would come to your funeral? Dale Carnegie called it your sphere of influence. People that would take the time to come to your funeral probably would be willing to talk to you. And that's your sphere of influence heading into next year. Everything is going to be driven around politics next year. You think we've been hyperbolic on politics, Michigan news, Michigan politics on this show? You ain't seen nothing yet. All the years I've been doing this show, going back to April of 2012. Yeah, well, it was basically training. Training to execute for next year. One of the things that I think is interesting, and people don't realize how much politics involve our, or impact, I should say, impact our lives. Well, new laws that go into effect in 2024. This is just a handful of them. But 8 new laws that will take effect in Michigan, here's what you need to know. The Democrat-controlled legislature was busy in 2023, passing hundreds of new pieces of legislation. But Channel 13 out of Lansing decided to take a look at 8 of those new laws. Effective on Monday, minimum wage increase. Beginning on January 1st, 2024, the state's minimum wage will increase from $10.10 an hour to $10.33. The increase is part of the Michigan Improved Workforce Opportunity Wage Act that will, as of 2018 when it passed, raise minimum wage by 46 cents between 2023 and 2025. 23 cents of that starts on Monday. In addition to the increase in hourly wages, tipped employees' hourly wages are going to go up from $384 to $393. Training wages for new hired employees, teenagers 16 to 19, for the first 90 days will stay at $425 an hour. A year from Monday, January 1st, 2025, minimum wage is going to $10.56. Check. Minimum wage laws. Second group of bills, new Michigan gun laws. In the aftermath of the mass shooting at Michigan State University back February this year, the Michigan legislature passed several gun violence prevention bills, which were signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Well, starting in April, a universal background check and safe storage bills that were signed go into law. In May, Whitmer signed so-called red flag bills establishing extreme risk protection orders that would allow courts to remove firearms from individuals that the court deems are dangerous to themselves or other or others. And finally, in November, a temporary law was put on the books, making it more difficult for individuals with convictions for misdemeanor domestic violence to gain access to guns. Well, all of those gun violence laws deemed to be prevention bills go into effect January 2024. I don't think they have the story right. 90 days after they ended the legislative session, which was November 14th, I believe it's February 14th. But in this news story, they're saying January 1st. I don't think they're right. Again, April, then May, then November. But they did not get immediate effect. Why? Because six Republican state senators didn't vote with the 20 Democrat senators to give them immediate effect. Gun laws, check. Group number two. Group number three, Michigan's Prevailing Wage Act is restored. Prevailing Wage Act was restored with a few strokes of a pen by Governor Whitmer. The act requires contractors working on local public projects, public, anything the governor is doing, the legislature is doing, any appropriations of public projects at the county levels, at your local levels, your township, your city, your villages. If it's public, now they have to pay union-level wages. The Prevailing Wage Act was first passed back in 1965. It was in effect until it was repealed in 2018 by then Republican-controlled House, Senate, and signed by Republican Governor Rick Snyder. In 2021, Governor Whitmer restored the Prevailing Wage Act for state projects. The expanded Prevailing Wage Act will go back into effect March of 2024. Number three, that was the third group. Fourth group, Michigan ends right to work. Michigan becomes the first state in decades to repeal a right to work law that allowed workers to opt out of paying union dues and fees in unionized workplaces for only the private sector. They conveniently left that part out. Public sector, you know, the largest employer in the state of Michigan, the Michigan state government, all public employees have right to work. Private sector don't. The right to work legislation was originally passed by a Republican controlled legislature in 2012. Actually, it was December 6th of 2012 during the lame duck. Michigan became the first state in 58 years to repeal a right-to-work law, with Indiana repealing its law in 1965 before Republicans restored it in 2012. In total, 26 states now have right-to-work laws in place across the country. The repeal of right-to-work, becoming a forced unionized state once again, goes into effect 2024. That's number four. Number five, Michigan expands LGBTQXYZ plus protections. Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed legislation in March codifying LGBTQ protections into the state civil rights law, permanently outlawing discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity in the state. That's number five. Michigan new election laws. Young Michiganders looking to get a head start on being able to cast their first election ballot will soon have a new way to do so. Previously, those who were at least 17 and a half years old were able to pre-register to vote if they were going to be 18 by Election Day. Well, under House Bill 4569, signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer on November 30th, will take effect on February 13th. Anyone as young as 16 will be able to pre-register to vote and therefore be automatically able to cast their ballot in their first election following their 18th birthday. Next, Michigan third grade reading law has been repealed. A law encouraging schools to hold students back for a year if they were more than one grade level behind reading in the third grade. Well, all of that ends 2024. The so-called Read by Grade 3 passed in 2016. Yes, by the Republicans, signed into law by Governor Rick Snyder. Bye-bye. If they can't read, just go ahead and push them through. While the law didn't require the student to be held back, parents and educators needed to submit a good cause exemption, challenging the student's retention. Beginning next year, instead of schools holding the child back, parents will be required to help them read. We'll wrap this up on the other side. Final segment of Hour 1. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Just to finish up this eight groups of bills becoming law starting on January 1st, I believe actually some of them February the 14th because of immediate effect. Beginning next year, instead of schools holding children back a grade, parents will now be required to be notified if their child is falling behind. After being notified, the school is required to provide a reading intervention program intended to ensure that the pupils are proficient readers by the end of grade three. What if they're not? What if they're not? Do you hold them back then? Or do you just push them through the failing school? Next up, Michigan's Clean Energy and Climate Action Package. Well, we covered this. We beat this dead horse. In February, the historic Clean Energy and Climate Action Package of laws goes into effect, February the 14th. That's right. Immediate effect was not given by six Republican state senators 90 days after they went out of session, November the 14th. That's when it's going to start. Happy Valentine's Day. The legislation aimed to lay out an energy plan for the state over the next two decades. Michigan will join four other states in requiring utility providers to transition to 100% carbon-free energy generation by 2040 under legislation that was signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The state has also set a goal for utility companies to generate 50% of their energy from renewable sources by 2030. That was an increase of 12% from previous regulations. So there you go. Those are the major highlights that Channel 13 felt you needed to know. How Michigan has been transformed in one short legislative session. Clean Energy and Climate Package repealed the third grade reading law. Kids don't have to know how to read by third grade. Young people can register, pre-register, they're calling it, at the age of 16. Expansion of the LGBTQXYZ civil rights protections.
repealing right to work, reinstating the prevailing wage laws, gun package, new Michigan gun laws, and minimum wage. Yes, the Democrat-controlled legislature was busy in 2023, passing hundreds of new pieces of legislation. Those were just the top eight, I guess, the hottest topics they felt. Elections have consequences, folks. 1.4 million people who voted in the November 2020 presidential election did not bother to vote last November. Maps were redrawn. Now that they've been challenged in court, found that six House districts, seven Senate districts are unconstitutionally drawn maps. We talked about that extensively yesterday's show. So now they got to redraw maps, get them ready to go before ballots start going out in April of next year. Two-seat majority in the House, two-seat majority in the Senate. Governor, Secretary of State, Attorney General, all won. This is what they did to our state in one legislative year. Well, guess what? 2024 is a major election year, presidential. Biggest numbers in the history of our state, probably the history of our country, is coming. Can't take back the Senate next year in Lansing. Why? The senators aren't on the ballot. They're four-year terms. All the senators that got elected in 22, well, they're not going to be up for re-election until 26. It's going to be the president, congressional races, a new U.S. senator, and state reps, county commissioners, clerks, treasurers, sheriffs, school boards, all that will be on the ballot next year. The only office safe for now, Michigan state senators. But we'll get to you in 2026. Oh, yeah. A new day is coming, folks. Am I an optimist? You bet. Because we're going to be informed, we're going to be engaged, we're going to be educated, and we are going to be prepared for a political battle. It's what we do on this show. And again, I don't care if the other side hears the plan on Monday. Do not care. As a matter of fact, I want them to know we're coming. No surprise attacks here, folks. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed,